Let's try that again. Sorry, Chanel. Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. We have another special guest. Chanel is back, along with me, who I just got a haircut. So that is something good that's going on in my life right now. But as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things from you. I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from and something good that's going on in your life right now. And we can get going, okay? So if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. I'm from Pittsburgh. And something really good that's going on in my life right now is that we just got a haircut today, and we've got another little trip coming up next week. So, let me know what your first name is. Let me know where you're tuning in from and something really good that's going on in your life right now. And I want to talk a little bit about, we're not going to do a Q&A today. We're going to do a topic live, which I used to do these before, and then I got kind of lazy, full transparency, and just started doing Q&As, which were fun, but I feel like I really get into some good things when we have like one kind of main theme and kind of dive more into that, okay? So So let me know what your first name is. Let me know where you're tuning from and something good that's going on in your life right now, and we can get going, okay? Today's theme is going to be how I am creating and how I've created a healthier self-reputation, okay? So we've got, let's see here. Miss Victoria in the house. We've got Adam from West Virginia playing baseball. Let's go, Adam. From WVU. Jesse from Choctaw Nation, Oklahoma. Booked a trip to AZ today. Okay, cool. Where are you going in AZ? Uzbekistan International. Glenn from Pittsburgh. Let's go, Glenn. We've got Mark from Vancouver. Just got invited to attend the final of the French Open. That is a big freaking deal, Mark. Okay. Is that in like Paris? When is the French Open? You're talking like tennis? Is that what you're talking about? We got Debbie from Jersey. We got Miss Haley in the house. What is going on, Miss Haley? You got Steph from Myrtle Beach. She's running her 10th half tomorrow. Okay, Steph, I see you. A little half marathon coming up. What's your record? What's your like fastest half marathon that you've ran? Because I think for me, the fastest half that I've ever ran, probably like 1:55, I think, is probably my fastest half hour. Half Ironman, half marathon that I've ever ran. I'm assuming you're meaning half marathon. So yeah, let me know what the fastest time you've ever ran that in. We got Cool E, cool. That's a cool name. Cool. From Atlanta, I'm going to spring break for 2 weeks. Sick, man. Where in spring break are you going? We got Victoria from Washington, Raphael from Guatemala, Michaela from Georgia, Kiana, Miss Kiana. We were just talking. I can't wait to get started. When are we starting, Kiana? I feel like we're starting not next Monday, but we are starting next Monday. Let's go. Fort Lauderdale, close by. Beverly from Australia. Let's go. Down under. Cindy from Wichita, Kansas. Angela, what's going on, Angela? Always see you in here. Love to see your face. Beautiful face. Angela from Minnesota. Heading to a wedding in Pittsburgh in June. No freaking way. Maybe I'll in June. I don't think I'll be back there, but that's pretty cool. From Imagine Nation. Where is that at? That's cool. Florida in the building. What part of Florida? Yes, in Paris in June. Okay, cool. 137. Okay. 137. Okay. I feel like sometimes I'll get to these comments a little bit later, but a 137 half marathon. That's pretty sick. What's going on, Danica? Stephanie from Houston. I'll be closing on my very first home here in the next few days. Let's freaking go, Stephanie. That's a big deal. I'm proud of you for that. Cool. Who else we got? We got Sedona. Sedona has got to be like one of the coolest places if you want to look at stars, I bet, right? Like at nighttime. I definitely want to go there. Sedona, Arizona, let's go. When it comes to working out, okay, that's a question. Fort Lauderdale, it's very cool. Very cool, cool. We got Miami in the house. Let's go. Right in my back, right, I'm right there with you. When it comes to working out, do you think starting with a 3-day split, including cardio, or jumping straight into a 5-day split would be better? Probably 3-day and working up to 5-day, okay? Let's do that. Cool. Miami in the house. Cali in the house. Port of Cali. Deltona, Florida. Okay, we got more Florida in the house. Sweet. All right. So, So let's just get into this real quick. I don't know how long this is going to be, but we're just going to talk a little bit about, just give you a little life update, I guess, you know, because I feel like I've got a lot going on lately, and I feel like when we've got a lot going on, it's important that we have like a really good like reputation like with ourselves, right? So so basically like honestly for me, I feel like I've been adding like a lot of things to my plate lately. So I don't know if you guys like, I guess that's just a part of like growing up, you know what I mean? Like you get more like further into your career. If you want to continue growing in your career, then you're gonna be like taking on these new like responsibilities and roles and things like that with your work and with your job, right? If you want to keep like growing, making more money and things like that, right? Also, if you're like, I don't know, starting like you're in a new relationship or something like that, that's gonna be something that's like on your plate that's not have been in there before. And if you want to keep that relationship growing and things like that, then you're gonna have to nurture that relationship and that part of your life, right? Or if you want to keep up with like friendships, family, and things like that, like you want to make sure that you have a balance that works for you, right? And it's only gonna work for you. And like, I'm not here to judge anyone else's balance. Like, I only know what that looks like for me. So so basically, like if you're out here and you're like growing in a lot of these different dimensions in your life, right? What I've also noticed is that I always feel like I can say yes to like every single thing that comes my way, like every single opportunity that comes my way. I'm just like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, let me help out with that. Let me sign up to like do this like on a weekly basis with you and still continue to like have a good like take care of myself and take care of the people that are in my circle and like that are closest to me that I want to keep in my life, right? So I feel like I have a tendency to like just say yes to everything and be like a yes man, and I'm trying super hard to stop doing that because what I've noticed is that the more things that I just say yes to, that the more overwhelmed I begin to feel, and then also the more stressed out I start to feel, and then I feel like I stop taking care of like myself, you know what I mean? Like I stop being the priority, and I feel like everyone around me is like the priority, and that's kind of like I've kind of like exchanged that. So I just wanted to dive into that a little bit because it's just been something that I'm kind of like growing through. So if it helps, I just want to kind of walk through that a little bit, okay? So like I was saying, I guess just to kind of like set the frame here real quick. So like, I don't know if you guys have ever had, let's say, I don't know if you've ever been in like a relationship or if you ever have been like had like a friend or something in your life or like a colleague or something like that, or even like a family member where maybe you're like trying to make plans with them, right? And you're trying to like, you want to go out to like eat with them or like hang out with them or spend time with them, right? And like grow that relationship with them or whatever that means, right? Friendship, like family member, or like actually it's a relationship that like you're romantically involved in, you know what I mean? So I don't know how you guys would feel, but like if you're trying to like consistently make plans and then they're constantly like rescheduling on you, canceling on you, no showing on you, I deal with this every day when it comes to my client phone calls. So I'm definitely used to this, but I don't know if you like, imagine like you had this like agreed upon, unagreed upon like meeting time, right? For lunch or something like that. And then they like unexpectedly cancel and they don't show up on you, right? So they're like they totally ghost you, or they just don't show up, right? And imagine like this happens, not like one time, but imagine it happens like two times in a row, three times, four times, five times. Like, I feel like eventually you're just gonna start to like give up on them and like lose trust in them. And like, I feel like a lot of the reputation that you have with them is gonna kind of like fall by the wayside, right? So they're not gonna have like a really good reputation in your mind because they're not they're not following through with what they said they're gonna do, right? So it also goes the same way with if you're like making promises to other people too, and you're like integrity 100%. If you're saying like, yeah, like I can meet this weekend for lunch, and then the weekend comes and goes and you forgot about it, right? Or you had a birthday, like one of your best friends had a birthday and you like forgot about it, and things that like maybe you dropped the ball on that that you like committed to and made these prior commitments to, but then you just like forgot about them, or they like weren't a priority in your life, right? So I feel like it's so important as far as like when we're talking about like reputation, like obviously we have these reputations with maybe you're like interviewing for a job, or you're like you're trying to get into a school or something like that, and you're going into college. Like you have this reputation built up, and I feel like your reputation is everything, and it's like I feel like it's important to kind of make sure that's always a stable foundation and reputation that you have with other people. But I feel like it's also important to have, I feel like oftentimes maybe it's kind of forgotten that we have like a reputation first and foremost with ourselves, right? So imagine if you made these promises to yourself that you were going to show up for yourself every day of the week, right? Like Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, right? And so like whatever it means to like show up for yourself, that's probably different for some other, like from person to person. But for me, like what it means to show up for myself, then what that means to me is like I'm going to work out every single day. So that's like something that like I show up for myself every day by like working out every single day. I also show up for myself every single day by taking time and doing some kind of daily prayer or something like that, right? So I also try and stick to my macros and follow, like stick to my diet that I'm doing. And I also have things that I get through with when it comes to like doing things for work and doing things for social media and creating posts and connecting with people and making sure that my career is advancing in the way that I want it to go, right? So I feel like we have a lot of these different ways that we can like keep a reputation with ourselves and uphold this reputation with ourselves. But one thing that I wanted to really speak to is I feel like that foundation, I feel like it's kind of easy to like uphold a reputation when it's kind of like just you, right? And I feel like when you start to say yes to a lot of these different things as you continue to like grow up and mature and like advance in your career, or you start a relationship, or like, you know, you want to get closer with certain friends and you want to get closer with your family, then I feel like you have to really build this foundation with yourself and this reputation with yourself first. And then it's easy to start to like add a lot more things to your plate, right? But I feel like the first time you start to add a lot of things to your plate, it's hard. I feel like you start to give up a lot of these things maybe that you were doing before that was a part of like upholding this reputation with yourself, right? So some things that like I've sort of like not really let go by the wayside, like I feel like I have some non-negotiables that I'll do every single day. But something that I'm trying to get back into a rhythm of is I feel like I've been kind of quiet when it comes to like social media and being on social media, just because I've started to like say yes to a lot of different things when it comes to like personal things, my personal life, and things with like work and really growing with my like with work and taking more like things on my plate when it comes to work. But I think something that has sort of fallen by the wayside is sort of my presence on like social media and like interacting with like my community that like I've worked to build. So I feel like it's all this, it's kind of like this ebb and flow, right? So I feel like sometimes some things have to take a back seat, right? But for me, a big part of my reputation with myself is still posting content and still coming on and doing this live. Like, I didn't really feel like coming on and doing my live today, but I felt like the whole theme and topic that I wanted to talk about had exactly, like, it was like exactly what I wanted to speak to as far as like how I've been feeling with like using social media and like how like I feel like inconsistent that I've been on here, which is something that I feel like I want to totally get back to as far as like making sure my reputation of myself is like solid and continuing doing that going forward. So and so another thing I wanted to say about that was I feel like the more times that I kind of stick to that, like in a when it comes to just like building the more days as far as like building a streak, if you want to think of it like that, like go on, you know, I did all the things that I promised myself I was going to do today, right? And that's like day one. And then you get to like the next day, and then you do all the things that you said you were going to do the next day, and then the day after that, and the day after that, and then eventually you build a week of doing things, of keeping all the promises to yourself, right? And then you do it for a month, and then you do it for like 2 months and 3 months and things like that. So I feel like when we break these streaks, it's kind of dangerous that we, the moment that we actually break a streak, a day of like consecutive days of keeping this, you know, promises to ourselves of keeping like, oh, we're going to build this streak of like working out every single day, of sticking to our diet every single day, of drinking our water and closing out all our texts, emails, messages that we have every single day, and like posting something for social media and things like that. I feel like the moment that we break one of these, like a streak like that, like we're going in one direction, like it's a hot streak, I feel like it's kind of dangerous. Like the very day that we don't keep these promises to ourselves, like we're immediately building like a reputation and a streak, and we're going in a direction that's completely opposite of that, right? So I think like it's obviously like no one's perfect, like we're all human beings out here and we're doing our best, but I think it's important to like, obviously if you can't keep doing something like every single day, like sometimes, like I feel like I've dropped the ball in a couple different areas of my life. Like social media is just kind of one of them, as far as I feel like I've been a little inconsistent and quiet on. But I feel like it's important to just like do your best to kind of like catch yourself and get back on like track as fast as you can, right? So I, you know, it's obviously like if you feel like you're getting burned out, like lately, like I feel like I've been getting kind of burned out when it comes to like managing a lot of different things, when it comes to like work, relationships, social media, and like being there for my clients and answering to people when it comes to like my work and things like that, and keeping up with my friendships and my family, right? And it's like, it's just, it's okay if you're gonna like get burned out, bro, but like honestly, like I feel like it's important to just like do your best to really like, okay, see what are your priorities when it comes to like your non-negotiables that you're gonna do with for yourself every single day, right? Like you can't just 100% be for everybody else, and like whatever's left in the day, like whatever time is actually left in the day, that's when you're gonna pour into yourself, right? So for me, what I like to do is like I'm non-negotiably, I'm gonna work out every single day for at least an hour. So yeah, sometimes you need to rebalance your priorities, 100%, Kiana. I think that's important too, because like your priorities are going to change, right, as you continue to grow and evolve and things like that. Like Connor 1.0 had different priorities than Connor 2.0, where I'm at right now, right? So it's just something that like you, it's almost this like, it's important to like not get stuck in these like routines and things like that, right? But I also think it's just important to like, if I have these non-negotiables, then like I'm gonna show up for me first. And if that means that I have to like wake up earlier in the day, like earlier in the mornings, to make sure I'm getting my workouts in, make sure I'm getting everything that I need to do done for work, make sure that I'm showing up on social media with passion, enthusiasm, and ready to serve like whoever I need to serve, like when it comes to social media or when it comes to like my clients too. If that means that like I need to go to bed earlier the night before because I need to wake up earlier the day, like the day of, to get all of my things in that I need to get done to like uphold this reputation for myself, so that I can then go into pouring and serving others and like pouring love and grace and like and passion into everyone else. Like I first need to do that for myself. So I think sometimes, like obviously, like you said, like even like Yana said, like sometimes your balance is not going to be the same as it was, you know, 6 months ago as it is right now. Like your priorities are not going to be the same as they were 6 months ago as they are today, right? So I feel like it's important to really like maybe like take like check in with yourself and see really like, okay, what are the top three things that I need to get done today, or like what are my top three priorities? Even just taking a bird's eye view of things like that when it comes to maybe like figuring out more of a healthy reputation with yourself. Maybe like the healthy self reputation that you had with yourself 6 months ago, it actually isn't a healthy self reputation that you have with yourself now, right? It could actually be whatever, like what's the opposite of healthy, like toxic, I don't know, like unhealthy. Like so like your priorities 6 months ago might not be serving you in the same way that they do right now, right? Because your life is probably totally different 6 months ago, even a year ago, right? So for me, like it's something like I almost feel like every 6 months something I'm like a different person, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I'm like the 2.0 version, 3.0 version, 4.0 version of myself every 6 months, right? So, and that's a long time. Like, that's like almost 200 days, right? So, I feel like it's so important to, you know, if you're going to show up for others and you're going to show up and serve others and want to be the best, like, version of yourself so that you can help them grow and you can serve others and they can, like, really love being in your presence and associated with who you are. I feel like it's so important to really reflect on, like, what, like, no one's gonna do that for you, you know what I mean? And I think, I really think just, like, taking, like, a beat and really, like, checking in with yourself and seeing and, like, bird's eye view looking at things and being like, okay, are my priorities the same thing as they were, like, 6 months ago, right? Like, am I the only person involved in my life that, like, if I don't show up for myself, is it really gonna affect, who is it really gonna affect? Like, who are those external parties that it's really gonna affect if I'm not showing up for myself, right? And so, like, for me, like, 6 months ago, there weren't a lot of, like, external parties, right? Like, it was kind of just me doing my thing, and if I didn't really show up for myself, then I think some of the people that were affected, they're different people, right? And there are more people, right, like, that are in my life now, like, than 6 months ago, that if I'm not showing up for myself and I'm dropping the ball on myself because I'm not checking in with myself and I'm thinking that my priorities and my reputation that was healthy for me 6 months ago, I'm thinking that that, like, balance and that type of priority as far as, like, how I have those ordered in my life are the exact same as they were 6 months ago, then, like, I'm not only obviously, like, hurting me, I'm also hurting those that are, like, relying on me, right, to show up, and are depending on me to serve them and to, like, love them and to be there for them and care for them, right? So, some of the things that, like, I've really just been doing to develop this healthier self reputation with myself is, like, if I make a commitment to myself to say, we need bullet points. Yeah, I know. I feel like I didn't prep as much as I do usually for, like, some other ones, but, like, when it comes to bullet points, if you want those, I'd probably first say that, like, take stock of, like, what it is that are your non-negotiables, right? I feel like sometimes, like, I used to just wing it, right? I used to just wing my days, my weeks, and my life, basically, because I didn't have, like, these non-negotiables. Like, I was gonna say yes to everything. I couldn't say no to people. I couldn't say no to opportunities. I was gonna say yes to whatever came my way, right? And I think, like, maybe that'll serve you for, like, a period of time in your life, like, when you're younger. But I feel like when you grow up and you get older, like, you really have to be, like, you almost have to, like, protect yourself. Like, you almost have to protect your energy, like, your time. You have to protect, like, your, I guess, like, energy that you're around and things like that. Because you can't do everything. You can't be everything for everyone. So if you want the bullet point versions, the too long, didn't read TLDR version of this, it's first and foremost, take a beat. Just take an hour out of your, like, weekend when you're typically just, like, watching, I don't know, sports or something like I would do, or YouTube or Netflix, and just be like, I don't know, you can even take 15 minutes and just be like, okay, what am I, like, really focusing on right now in my life? Like, is it my career? Does it have to be my career right now? Or is it, like, am I, like, a little bit older, thumbs up, where it's actually my relationships and things like that, right? So is it, like, your career? Is it your, intimate relationships that you're in? Is it your friendships? Is it your family? Like, what is it that, like, really needs to be a priority for you in your life, right? I feel like that's, like, the first thing for you. And just, like, order those, like, 1 through 4, right? And so I feel like for me right now, I think my career, like, has to be number one for me, right? And then I think it's my, like, you know, I think it's my intimate relationships. I think it's my family and friendships after that, right? So that's just, like, my priorities and, like, how I prioritize them. So for me, like, if work's gonna be number one for me, like, for this time and season of my life, then there's certain non-negotiables that I just need to show up for myself every single day to do. Or if I drop the ball on them, then I'm kind of like creating an unhealthier version of myself and an unhealthier self-reputation with myself going forward. So I just need to be able to rely on myself. I need to trust myself that I'm going to do what I say that I'm going to do so that I can show up for other people, right? So I feel like first, it's really just looking at your life from a bird's eye view, understanding what season you're in. Just because you're in a certain season right now doesn't mean that it has to be for the rest of your life, right? Like maybe it just has to be like the thing for you right now. Like whatever the thing has to be for you right now doesn't mean that it has to be the thing for the rest of your life, right? So kind of like really help, like changing my perspective and realizing like whatever like the main thing is in my life right now doesn't mean that it has to be the main thing for the rest of my life, right? But I also understand that if I want to become like get to a place where like my finances are solid, like I don't have to worry about like I can go on trips with my family and I can go on I can go out to dinner like whenever we want to, and I can provide for my family and I can protect them and things like that, right? If I want to like work through up to a point where I'm feeling like I want to be the man that I want to become, like then I kind of have to go through these different seasons in my life, right? So like, and I think for me, work has to be the number one priority for me right now. And like, not everyone's gonna like really get you if like that's what you're gonna have to decide to do, right? But I feel like just for me, with where I'm at in my life as a man, like that just has to be the number one priority for me. And so for me to like actually like show up for myself, like that's the first bullet point that we gotta do. You gotta understand what your priorities are. The second bullet point you gotta do is you gotta figure out what your non-negotiables are when it comes to what that priority is, right? So if you have this number one priority, for me it's work right now, then some of my priorities that I need to do to show up for myself, to make sure that I'm constantly creating a healthier self-reputation with myself, I'm constantly becoming more confident that I can trust myself and saying that I'm doing what I say I'm gonna do, it's creating these non-negotiables for me. So like one of those things is like I'm going to, it's like they're very like specific for me. So it's like one of those things is like I'm going to like close out all my client messages every single day. I'm going to take all of my new client calls every single day. Not going to reschedule phone calls that I, you know, have on my calendar for the day, right? And things like that, right? And then like also when it comes to work, like another, all of it is like client work is the number one non-negotiable. Number two for me is like showing up on social media and like interacting with my community, growing my community. And what that means is like I'm always going to be in my stories talking to you guys. I'm always going to put up like a post so that I can hopefully continue to like serve you guys and help you guys grow as well as I'm growing, and things like that. So it's social, it's like social media related too, as far as like how I'm growing myself too, and things like that. And then like the third thing I feel like is more of like an underlying thing, but I feel like it still like coincides with work because it's sort of what I do for work when it comes to using social media, excuse me. And then also like I do fitness full time, like it like help people get in shape and things like that, like online. So the third thing for me when it comes to work is like I have to do all of my things when it comes to like my personal getting like my workout in and getting my water in and following my diet, so that like my clients see that like, oh, I'm sticking to like, I'm not like just telling them what to do and not doing it for myself. Like I'm leading by example and showing them like if we stick to the plan, you're gonna feel better about yourself, right? Like you're gonna have a better reputation with yourself. You're gonna feel more confident. You're gonna trust yourself more. You're gonna like the way that you feel, so that you can then, if you need to go serve other people and show up for other people, then like you're already showing up for yourself, so then you can kind of go do that for other people, right? So yeah, I feel like that's like the next thing is just creating like some non-negotiables that you do every single day without compromise, right? And I think the third bullet point that I would just say, now that we're getting on this bullet point topic, is we've got like taking like a bird's eye view look at things, like seeing like what dimensions in my life need to be the priority. We got the non-negotiables that we've decided that we're going to do without compromise every single day. And then the third thing is it's more of just like giving yourself some grace if you miss a day, right? So it's realizing that like, okay, I'm not a robot. It's realizing that I'm actually a human being who is imperfectly perfectly made, right? So I'm not going to be able to do things every single day, because like life's, that's what like life happens, and things are just going to pop up that you weren't expecting, right? So I think the third bullet point is really just giving yourself some grace when you miss on a day and you start to go in the other direction, right? And so I also don't mean like giving yourself some grace. What I mean, like take a whole week off and go like take it easy and be lazy and sleep in and things like that and don't do anything, right? What I mean by that is like trying your best to get back on the wagon, get back on track the very next day the best you can, right? And it's trying not to create this other, like this other streak and this other direction that you're moving in, that's in the complete opposite direction of where you don't want to go in your life, right? So taking a bird's eye view look of seeing what dimensions need to be a priority in your life for this very season, and understanding that that's going to change the rest of your life, right? And things like that. So figuring that out, bullet point number one. Bullet point number two is then figuring out adapting to life's curveballs. I like that, Kiana. Bullet point number two is figuring out top three non-negotiables that you're going to do every single day without compromise, understanding that those are going to change within, like, regarding what season that you're in. And then the number three bullet point is really more of just this perspective of realizing that, like, I'm not perfect. You're going to mess up. I'm going to mess up. I don't expect my days to be perfect. I don't expect me to be perfect, but I'm going to show up and do my best every single day. And if I end up missing a day because of, like, something came up and it, like, totally threw my day off, then I'm going to do my best to get back on track, like, the very next day and not let it, like, sit like that and build, like, a losing streak, if you want to think of it like that, in the opposite direction. Like, I only want to create, like, winning streaks. I only want to feel better about myself. I don't want to, like, sit and wallow as far as, like, oh, like, something happened to me, and kind of get and fall in this, like, victim mindset mentality. Like, I want to be in a victor mindset and a victor mentality. But also know that I'm not perfect, and I do have what it takes to get back on track if I slip up one day, you know? So, yeah, just a little quick 30-minute live. I feel like this is pretty good. Chanel actually stayed with us for this whole time, so she's actually probably sleeping right now. I don't know, maybe not. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with me, and we're going to do this again next week. I kind of like these themed ones. I don't know. We'll see if we go back to the Q&A ones next Friday. Actually, next Friday, I will be in a tropical location. So I guess we technically sort of are right now, but we're going to be in an even more tropical location next Friday for our live. Okay. All right. So I love you guys. I love you, Melanie. I'll see you guys next Friday, and we'll hang out for a little bit again. Okay. All right. So Miami is tropical, Kiana. Yeah, I would say that too. So yeah, I will catch you guys next week, and have a safe Friday and a safe rest of your weekend. Okay. Love you guys. Peace.